Is this the country the founders envisioned? The founders may have believed Jefferson's words that all men are created equal, but what they expected to come from those words was a society very different from ours today. Those words scribbled down at this country's first taste of independence did not apply to slaves, women, or this land's native and indigenous people. So looking at the United States of America now, its evolution and rich diversity, the answer to the question of whether this country is the one the founders envisioned is yes and no. Let me break this down and start with how this country is not the country the founders envisioned. Looking at our history very literally, how could a group of men over two centuries ago envision what this country would become? How could they envision the Civil War, the end of slavery, the rise of women's rights and legal protection for LGBTQ+ communities? How could the founders envision in their wildest dreams the melting pot of modern ingenuity and global innovation that this country has become? Well, they couldn't, and they didn't. They themselves didn't believe in equal rights. They owned slaves. Jay, Jefferson, Chase, Madison, Hancock, and even Washington were slave owners. They did not envision a society where humans who they treated as property would have an equal say in this great democracy. So how could we argue that this America is the America they envisioned? Well, one way to do that is to look at their ideological contributions to this country, not their individual actions. The Founding Fathers knew that times would change and eras would come where their vision would become irrelevant and outdated. They knew that there would be a time when the Constitution would have to change to allow this country to evolve and develop. They created a process to allow for amendments to be added to our Constitution and for the law to be changed for that very reason. Because of their consideration of change, as a country we were able to adapt and morph with challenges, hardships, and the times. It was the original words of the Founding Fathers, not their idealized society, but their words and belief in change, which allowed us to become the great nation we are today. We have the capacity to take their pure words advocating for equal rights and liberty for all and envision our own future, our own destiny, and our own America. We can go beyond the slave-owning founders' antiquated views, beyond the anachronistic implications of the original Constitution that allowed slavery, and make a better version of this country. So in regards to the founders' words and ideological belief in change, yes, this country is the America that they envisioned, because what they envisioned was change, progress, development. We may not be fulfilling what they expected for America more than two centuries after the establishment of this union, but we are fulfilling their vision for an evolving and ever-ameliorating America. We as a country have fought inequality. We have overcome depressions, hardships, and wars. We've struggled, and we continue to struggle with the consequences of our troubled past. But we are able, as Americans, to make amends and carry on furthering the basic tenets of an evolving democratic society. We don't need to follow the founders' vision for America or constrict our development because of what they believed hundreds of years ago. We are the United States of America. We can take their words and use the power vested in us as the American people to change our country for the better, support our indigenous communities, protect our black citizens, and stop unnecessarily putting our military in harm's way overseas. It may be hard to acknowledge at times, but what the Founding Fathers wanted for this country has become irrelevant. It has become obsolete. We live in a country that still has struggles, struggles that the Founding Fathers could not envision. We live in a country that has become a beacon for opportunity and equality to a level that the Founding Fathers could not envision. We live in a country full of rich diversity that the Founding Fathers could not envision. You cannot find these things anywhere else, nor can you find them in the vision of our founders. What has developed to become the United States of America today has turned out to be far superior to whatever the founders could have imagined. But without their initial words and belief in the adaptability and viability of this great nation, we never would have been able to reach this point. But we still have work to do, more ability to change. I sincerely hope that future generations will be able to further equality and liberty in this country in the next 244 years, as much as we have managed to in the last 244. Carry on changing, America.